Welcome to Aphon Kiss, written and read by Alice Dale. Previously, Pippa came home to find Craig happily singing Daisy, Daisy. He told her he was going dancing the next evening and she couldn't wait to tell David the good news. He immediately saw that they could now go to the pictures on the same evening instead of Saturday afternoon.
I feel such a fraud, Pippa said to David the minute they joined the queue at the La Scala Cinema in Soggy Hall Street. David looked puzzled.
I don't understand. In what way do you feel a fraud?
He asked as the queue moved a few steps forward. Whispering as if divulging secret information, she said, Craig still thinks I'm going to the pictures with Iris.
So he doesn't know I exist?
A statement, rather than a question, without lowering his voice. A head shake from Pippa. Of course not.
Why not?
Because I feel guilty, I suppose. I had no idea what his reaction would be, and I didn't dare risk upsetting him while he was acting so strangely. I was afraid it might bring on one of his fits of anger. I must admit I was tempted to tell him yesterday when he was so jolly. But there wasn't any time, and anyway, I didn't want to chance anything that might interfere with his newfound happiness.
Yes, I want to hear about that. Let's go somewhere where we can talk. Simone Simon will still be here next week,
he said, taking her hand and leading her out of the queue.
The Royal Hotel down the road has a very nice lounge.
On the other side of the street, David offered his arm and, for the first time, safely far enough from the school, Pippa took it on the short walk to the hotel. This simple act caused conflicting feelings again, one of comfort and longing, but another of guilt. Trying to make it feel more natural, Pippa spoke with a light-hearted voice. How about Craig on a date tonight? Dancing?
I can't wait to hear all about this. Has he met someone then?
Well, not exactly. She had to tilt her head to one side in order to look up at him. With a little laugh, David replied,
Well, how can you not exactly meet someone? Has he or hasn't he?
I'll explain when we get there. And she gave his arm a little squeeze. Seated comfortably in the lounge of the hotel, David ordered a sherry for Pippa and a beer for himself. Then, in a poor impersonation of an American accent, he said,
Okay, babe, give us the lowdown.
They both relaxed with a laugh. If that was meant to sound like Humphrey Bogart, David finished her sentence.
It was more like Ingrid Bergman.
Now they were laughing heartily. As they calmed down, David leant forward.
But look, okay, seriously, what happened yesterday? It must have been something really important to get Craig out dancing 24 hours later.
For him it was. Well, to start at the beginning, he went to the zoo.
Why would that start him dancing?
I'm about to explain. By sheer chance, he happened to meet an old school chum. His best friend, in fact, Kevin Buchanan. They used to be inseparable as youngsters. He was in the Navy, but he's been invalided out too. He was there with his girlfriend. The drinks arrived.
I A wee sherry here for you, miss. And a beer for you, sir.
They clinked glasses with a cheers and drank. Then Pippa continued eagerly. She told him how Christine loved dancing and wanted them to go out in a foursome. I still don't know how she managed to talk Craig into it. He's been so antisocial for such a long time. It must have had something to do with telling him she would provide a dancing partner for him, her friend Daisy. She gave him a glowing description of her, saying she looks like Rita Hayworth, would you believe? Pippa went on to describe the scene that followed at home, with Craig dancing around the room singing Daisy, Daisy. David burst out laughing. And just as they were enjoying this moment of gaiety, Pippa's old enemy struck, anxiety. I hope to goodness this Daisy isn't a big letdown. You know how young people can exaggerate.
Come on now, don't be so negative. This is an enormous step forward for Craig. Don't knock it before it's even got going. And look, just look how it's benefited us already. Our first chance of going out together in the evening,
he said, patting her hand, then lifting his beer. That's another thing that worries me. David froze, his beer halfway to his mouth.
Now what are you worrying about?
He said, replacing his tankard on the little round glass table.
You know what? You could worry for Scotland and come out with a gold medal.
I don't worry without good reason. Being seen together in the afternoon was one thing, but being seen together in the evening is quite different.
So who's going to see us?
Well, you never know. This business of going to different picture houses might not work. What if we bumped into a member of staff, or worse, the headmaster?
Well, what of it? They know you're a widow and they don't know anything about my marital status, I'm glad to say. Oh, except Mr. Duffy. It came up in my interview, but he never goes anywhere.
Just as well. She nodded with a troubled expression.
Oh, forget all that. I think it's far more important that Craig should know about us.
That word, us, makes it sound too... She struggled for the right word and came up with intimate. And I don't want him to think there's been anything going on, if you know what I mean.
And that's exactly what you tell him.
But how can I say I've been seeing a married man?
Because the operative word is seeing. That's all there is to it.
And he mumbled under his breath.
Unfortunately.
And he gave her a huge grin. What a kind face and a cheeky grin he has. And I just love the way his eyes light up when he grins like that. You're right, of course. I'll get round to telling him when the time's right.
Wow, two rights in the one sentence. I hope that's a good sign. Now, I can't wait to meet this wonderful son of yours. You know, I feel as if I know Craig already.
Well, you might meet him sooner than you think. His birthday is on the 29th next month. He'll be 22. When he turned 21 last year, he was in hospital and never got to celebrate it. I'm wondering if he'll allow me to give him a wee party. I've been thinking about it for a while, but until now, I was afraid he'd refuse, or worse, get angry at the very suggestion. If tonight goes well for him and he's still cheery when he gets home, I might pluck up the courage to put the idea to him. No promises, but if he says yes, he'll probably invite this Daisy to his party. And I'll invite you. Maybe that would be a good time to tell him.
Oh, Pippa, I'd really appreciate that. I'm so sure I'm going to love Craig, if he's anything like his mother. And you know something? I don't think our friendship will worry him one bit. Not after all he's been through. And once he knows about us, it'll relieve this silly guilt of yours.
As long as none of the staff finds out.
Oh, who cares about them? Now, come on, drink up. We've still got time to catch the start of the film, which should suit you nicely since you talk as if we're going to the devil. Well, we are, along with Daniel Webster. Come on.
And they ran hand in hand up Sockyhole Street. Thank you.
Thank you.